really briefly, I want to introduce my friend, Dr. Mark Smith. He's a professor of ancient history at the College of Idaho, and a really good friend, and many of you know Mark well, also. Been a good friend for many, many years to many of us here. He was also a very good friend of Mike Turner, and has helped, along with Mike's family, to keep Mike's memory alive and his witness, keep Mike's witness alive through a new initiative called Live Life Boldly. I'm sure Mark is going to tell you about that. But he's here today. He's going to give us a presentation that he's given out to a number of other churches. And I'm going to let him come on up and tell you about it, about the witness of Mike Turner.
Am I on? All right. I didn't tell you about my birthday. August 12th was my birthday. I just turned 32. I tell you that only because some of you may remember my birthday in 1998, because just about on the day of my birthday, probably on precisely the day, maybe even near the time I was born, Mike Turner died in the mountains of Wyoming. Some of you, it was front page news, all the national networks and everything. How many of you knew Mike? Some of you? Good. And for those of you who don't worry, you will soon. What happened was this, basically. Mike had been the pastor of Boone Memorial Presbyterian Church in Caldwell, and one of my best friends for a number of years. He had been there for 10 years. The church had given him a sabbatical, and he decided that on his sabbatical, he would, at the end of his sabbatical, he would go backpacking in the mountains of Wyoming by himself, a time to be alone with God, to meditate, and to pull together all the pieces of his sabbatical and to think about the next 10 years for Boone Church. We had had a tradition for about 8 years before that my family and the Turner family every summer went for a family backpack trip. And so what we decided to do this year was combine the two. So he would go up in the mountains of Wyoming, spend a few days alone, then my family and the rest of his family would rendezvous with him at a trailhead, and then we'd go on and do our annual family backpack trip in the Wind River Mountains of Wyoming. Mike never showed up. And that's how we knew there was a problem. We launched and were deeply involved in the search and rescue operation, and ultimately, some 31 days later, discovered for sure that Mike had died in a sort of freak accident, which you'll hear about. Now, that's just plain tragic and hurtful and all those sorts of things, but what makes this story particularly poignant is that Mike, while he was backpacking, he kept a journal. And he was keeping a journal of his meditations and so on as he was thinking about God and nature and all of these sorts of things. And when he was trapped for about 10 days and dying, he kept keeping his journal. And so the result is we have his thoughts as he went through that process, and that journal is a very powerful thing. It was discovered, of course, when he was discovered. A few years after Mike died, I wrote an article on my reflections on what had happened and some quotations from the journal and so on. I never published it. But I did share it with some people and some churches, and somehow word got to Hollywood. A little over a year ago, some producers from Hollywood contacted me and said, "Hey, we heard you wrote a journal on Mike Turner. We'd like to do a documentary. Can we read it?" I said, "Well, whatever." I sent them a copy. The next thing I knew, they flew me out to Spokane, to do a series of interviews. I did 4.5 hours of interview on camera. As you'll see, out of that 4.5 hours of interviews, they managed to find 5 minutes they could use, so we're thankful for something. And the result was a documentary that was part of a series called Fight to Survive that aired initially on the Outdoor Channel last November. And they've re-aired it several times since. This particular episode is called The Journal. The director of that documentary was so touched by Mike's story that he decided he really wanted to make a feature film out of it. So he asked me and he asked Diane Turner, Mike's wife, to participate in the making of a feature film out of it. The result is that they are in process right now. I say there's a group of producers, and they are in process of doing Hollywood things, which I don't understand, mainly raising money to figure out how to do this. They are also doing social media stuff, and you can see some of this if you are so interested. They have now published the article that I wrote online, along with there was a backpacker article that was written on this as well. So there's a web page now called, which isn't very active, called Live Life Boldly, all in one word, livelifeboldly.today. So you can go look it up. You can read my article if you want. You can read more about my birthday. There's just something about, I don't know, there's something appropriate about the concurrence of the day I came into the world weak and helpless in a place I couldn't control, and at the same time my friend died because of circumstances he couldn't control. There's something powerful about that. It's sort of depressing too on my birthday, but as I get older they're all depressing anyhow. There's also a Facebook page. I don't know about these things, but I keep wanting to call it Faceplant. But you can go Faceplant if you want, and you can see it's called Live Life Boldly. And you can post stuff if you knew Mike and have some stories to tell on him. I posted a few things. There's a blog and all that sort of stuff. And I'm told if you go to Facebook, you're supposed to like it. Do you know what that means? Okay, so don't dislike it. Like it. Okay. So, and the film, I'm hoping that we will be working. I'm going to be co-author on the screenplay. I'm a consultant for the movie and all these many other things I don't understand, but hopefully I will soon understand them. Hopefully we will be filming next summer at some point. That's the hope, at least at this point. So keep your eyes open from that. It's called Across the Divide. Without further ado, what I'd like to do is show you the documentary. It's 23 minutes. The commercials have been cut out, but there is an appropriate space for them, so you'll know when that is, and then I'll offer a few reflections afterwards. It's always difficult to talk after watching that, even as many times as I had. But a couple of concluding reflections. I've thought a lot about what Mike's life means to me, and I think one conclusion I can draw is that the life of faith is often a life of struggle, and it's probably best to acknowledge that. But along with that, we can see through Mike's example that faith provides resources for us to face those struggles with genuineness. And if any of you knew Mike, you know that he was as genuine a man of God as you would ever want to meet. I have learned from Mike that you may not have faith sufficient to move mountains, but Mike shows us that faith can be strong enough to take everything the mountains can throw at it. Mike lived the life of faith boldly, and I like that theme that the other people reading about Mike and thinking about Mike, that's the phrase they came up with that seemed to capture what he was about, live life boldly. I'll conclude with one final story. It was my first encounter with Mike backpacking. For reasons I can't remember, Mike was already in the backcountry of the Sawtooths about 12 miles in, and I was to connect up with him on my own. So I went to the trailhead, threw on my pack, and hiked very quickly up over two mountain passes to get to him 12 miles in. In those days, I was rather proud of my ability to backpack quickly. I averaged about 4 miles an hour as I went in there. But as I went over the top of that second pass, I started to experience some cramping and some difficulties. When I finally met up with Mike, I told him about my hike. I told him with some smugness how quickly I had made the hike to join him. And Mike gave me a look that made it clear that he wasn't impressed. His response was, "But what about the wildflowers?" Mike's curiosity was contagious, and I caught a terminal case. From Mike, I have learned to slow down. Not just because I'm older and more decrepit, true as those things may be, but because there is as much beauty to be discovered on the trail as there is serenity in the destination. And there is more boldness in embracing the journey of faith than in being the first to reach the campsite. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the people you bring into our lives who help us understand what it means to live the life of faith with genuineness and courage, regardless of the circumstances. May you grant us a portion of their spirit as we seek to live for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.